welcome back.
Or welcome if this is your first listen. Welcome to Moon Meditations, where each episode is a purposeful environment for encouragement, guided meditation, and positivity. I'm your host, the Poetic Pisces, and I'm glad you decided to join my frequency. Today is the moon's last quarter phase, and it's in Cancer. Our sun is still in Libra, but here we are guided by the phases of the moon.
That's not how that goes.
We are moved by the phases of the moon. Today is the 2nd of October, 2018, and tonight our moon rises. What does it even mean for the moon to be in the last quarter? Last episode, we explored the full moon and its significance of completion. Every month, we get the chance to sow and reap seeds by the moon's cycles. We are all a part of something bigger, and we're aligned with the universe just as much as the universe is aligned with us, and that's true no matter who or what you believe in. In this cycle, we've seen and celebrated the completion of whatever your goal was, and now it's time to release that which no longer serves us. So break that bad habit. Shed those contacts or acquaintances that bring your energy and frequency down, but also recognize and acknowledge your imperfections. Nothing is happening to you. It's happening for you. For now, until the new moon, it's time to rest, regroup, and prepare intentions for the next new cycle. So ask yourself, what's next? How does the zodiac impact the moon? The moon speaks to our inner emotional selves. It's who we are when we're alone and honest with ourselves and those that we allow to know us intimately. Allow yourself to go inward. Reflect on yourself. There's no such thing as, air quotes, too deep in this space. But do be protective of what you find. Cancer is a crab, so we're thinking of their shells. Cancer's shells serve them. Protection. This is a good time to recognize what does and does not protect and serve you. For spiritual and personal reasons, I perform rituals. Rituals impact people's thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors. There's no shortage of them in sports or religion. It improves attention and execution. It also serves as a reminder for your intention. I don't have any rituals to share for this moon phase, but don't be afraid to create or find one that serves you. It can be as simple as smudging with sage, or it can be a complex candle ritual. So now, are you ready to manifest? I give you another 8-letter word for it. Meditate. Think of your intention. If you didn't plant one this cycle, this is a great time to conjure or imagine a goal, a seed. Maybe you're in a transition and there's a challenge. Visualize yourself overcoming that challenge. Set your intention small, something you will not doubt, something you're confident about, because I'm going to prove to you, you can manifest anything if you trust the process. So release any subconscious blocks, be empowered, get comfortable, find a quiet, private area so we can meditate. Bring awareness to your posture and your breath. Align yourself. Sit tall and confidently. Inhale for 3 seconds through your nose. Exhale for 5 seconds through your mouth. Inhale. Exhale. Continue to breathe, inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Now, soften your body. Soften your glaze, your gaze. I wish I had a donut. Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. That sounds delicious. Back to meditation. So as we soften our body and our gaze, I want you to clear your mind of distractions. And I'm doing the same. And close your eyes. Notice thoughts that arise. If they don't serve you, shift yourself. Visualize. Use your mind's eye and visualize. Vibrate and allow yourself to shift and vibrate higher. Use this time and space to visualize. Visualize success. Put energy into seeing yourself at your full potential. Do a body scan. What do you see? What do you hear? I let go of the past. I understand mistakes make opportunities for growth. How do you feel? Where do you feel it? You are successful. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are enough. I am successful. I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am enough. Don't speak out loud, but speak your affirmations with your goal and intention. We will never experience this moment again. Bring your awareness back to now, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Welcome back. Just meditated for about 3 minutes. That wasn't so bad, was it? I encourage you to reflect and be empowered. It's easy to lose focus or motivation, but don't. You are on a new, different frequency. This is still a time of shedding, so don't be surprised if you begin or continue to lose things, relationships, opportunities even. If you've just closed one door, you are gaining keys to others. So don't be fearful. Don't be doubtful. Be empowered. Shed and share. If nothing else, make it a daily goal to learn something new. Thank you for joining me, and until next episode, inshallah, namaste. Love and light. Peace.